Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, man, freaked out!
You're listening to the Brenton on Tour podcast.
That's right.
He travels the world running concerts and searches for the best coffee, people, and amazing stories so you don't have to.
Pay attention, you're going to learn something for a change.
This is a show about all of those things and much, much more.
You're blowing my mind right now. I hope someone's recording this.
So settle in. Pour a cup of amazing coffee.
He's a coffee snob, by the way.
Crank that ghetto blaster and enjoy the 150,000 ranked podcast in the land.
Ah, fake laugh. Hiding real pain.
I think that's an exaggeration.
It's the Brenton on Tour podcast.
Any questions?
Here's BD.
It's the 99th episode of this show. Wow. Not quite 100. Doesn't have quite the same shine as if it were. But here we are. Live-ish from Dallas, Texas. A town that I'm rarely in, but has a rich history. I know a lot of people here, but I never really get any time to spend here. Such as the way touring goes. You rarely get a ton of time off in a town. You in and out, arrive late after a drive, check into the hotel, maybe grab a bite to eat, walk around a block or two, crash and get ready for loading the next day. So you don't always get a chance to see these places. I had a great experience here last time touring the JFK Memorial, which I've never done before. And it was really kind of cool to witness that. I still haven't had a chance to get out to Arlington to the Abbott Brothers grave, which is Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul from Pantera, as you guys know, one of my, if not my favorite metal band of all time. And they're just down the street, about an hour from here. But I just never get the time, and it's definitely on the list. So if you're listening out there and you live in Dallas, hey, next time I'm in town, let's go for a drive. I want to get out there and check it out and pay respects to my metal gods and see their place of rest. And yeah, there it is. I am back soon. I'm not back officially yet. It's coming. I've got the first 5 guests booked for the new season. And we're going to cover all the usual suspects, coffee, music, travel, life, all the rest of it. I'm going to continue the sober series. I'm going to continue making it. All of these guests are going to cover off something from there, as always, getting lots of requests to go back to coffee, which is always funny to me. I get more requests to go back to coffee than anything, so I'll add a few more of those tales in there and get a few more roasters. I know a couple of guys I'm on tour with are friends with some really very popular roasters around this world, and thought it would be cool to do a chat with them, so I'm going to kind of mix and match and have some fun with it. I've been out since February. It's very, very tough right now for me to carve out any time to actually do these episodes. Guest-wise, everyone's on tour right now. I don't think you want to just listen to me just yatter on, so I try to keep that to a minimal. But, today, episode 99, it just feels like I'll ease into 100 and launch the next season on episode 100 feels appropriate. And so I'll do this as a bit of a chat as to what I've kind of witnessed over since February and what I've been seeing out there on tour and all the rest of it. And it's been, and this is the part, I guess, where you get to tune out. You're like, oh, great. You're just going to tell a story about you traveling and doing shows. And yes, actually, that's what this episode's going to be. It's going to be me a little bit talking about where I'm seeing the live business right now and what we've been witnessing, which has been mind-boggling to me the amount of bands that are out, the amount of my friends that are on tour right now, the amount of markets that are scrambling to find people, the amount of tours that are scrambling to find people. I mean, it's a healthy business right now, but I have never seen it this short in every single aspect of the business. So what I say by that is, you know, there's a lot of online yattering and, you know, blah, blah, blah about blaming the governments and various things about staff shortages and airport closures and all the rest of it. And I'm just not here to, you know, support that talk or agenda. I'm here to just talk about what I'm witnessing. And my experience in Europe, that, for instance, this year was like nothing I've ever experienced in Europe. And most of my touring friends that I've spoken to have also gone through the exact same experience in Europe, which is canceled flights, baggage insanity. All the airports are short. You show up to a gate, you're just getting ready to board, and then you get rescheduled and you get moved on, or you got to go back down to baggage, pull your stuff out. I spoke about it a little while ago in Travel Madness, so you can listen back to that episode if you want that full breakdown, because I was in the meat and potatoes of it at that point, or the tofu and rice for my vegan friends. It was one of those experiences that I've never been through. I've been through canceled flights and all the rest of it, but just the way it's going over there right now is insane, and I don't see it lightening up, because all these airports and the airline industry and bus industry, truck industry, suppliers, everything are short. They can't find staff, or their supplies are out, or they're getting taken. Private jets are being outbid by artists, by rich people, you know, that just need them for a weekend getaway, and leaving artists stranded on a tarmac or in the airport with no ride. It's absolutely insane what I've been seeing. And you can spend all your days blaming governments and all the rest of it all you want, but bottom line is people have moved on to stop being stuck in a job they hated and have moved on to another profession. And one thing that this break has created is people have two things. They've gotten lazy because, you know, obviously we were all, or most of us were all taken care of in some capacity by our governments when it comes to getting paid a little bit to sit on a shelf. And then some people have kind of moved ahead with that and decided that's the life that they want and are not making any efforts to get back to work. Part two to that is, you know, the industries have to pay better, and I'm not seeing, you know, that very much. I mean, who wants to make $17 an hour slinging luggage at Toronto Pearson Airport in January when it's minus 30 degrees? No one. So everyone has to pay better. It just has to happen. And I think you're seeing a byproduct of just people, you know, the world stopped for 2 years, shut down. People decided what they wanted to do with their life and decided they didn't want to stay in the jobs that they were in. And we're all seeing the byproduct of that. Whoever figures out travel over the next 10 years will rule the world. That's literally, there's world hunger, there's famine, there's disease, there's all the rest of it, and there's travel. And as stupid as that sounds, because of first world problem shit or whatever, it's like, oh, you know, not everyone can afford to take a flight somewhere and all the rest of it. It's directly going to affect every single aspect of every life if you can't fly products from one country to the next. Personnel, people that are part of this, you can't move things. So I'm telling you, whoever figures out travel and transport in that business over the next 10 years is going to rule the world. And I think it's going to be Kevin Costner, because that guy just seems to, you know, didn't he figure out the BP oil spill, and didn't he do, you know, he just seems to be on the forefront of all this kind of stuff. So I think Kevin Costner will figure out world travel and then rule the world. But regardless, I think I've seen a major hole here in this world in travel. I've seen a massive hole that I don't think it's going to be filled anytime soon. Pilots are retiring. Fuel prices are up, obviously. not enough personnel to build the planes, not enough personnel to man, you know, the trains. What else? Geez, I spoke to a pilot in Berlin who told me that he thinks 25 or 30% of the pilots are going to be retiring in the next 5 years to 10 years. And all of the education and training and the things that you need to move forward in the flight industry to like move on to a bigger plane, a bigger jet, blah, blah, blah. It's all man hours and or women hours or hours, whatever it's going to be, to get the training to move ahead. And it's not available because they're too busy stuck flying the planes that they know because they're so short at every single level. So I'm telling you, we are in for a massive, massive travel problem. If you think it's bad right now, it's going to be really, really, really bad here in the next 5 years. So whoever figures it out, if you're listening to this and you know smart people with a whole shit ton of money, tell them to invest in some kind of thing that's going to fix the travel business. Now, the concert industry, from what I'm seeing, is absolutely crazy right now. I mean, there are tickets flying off the shelf. Coldplay are averaging like 72 or 73,000 people a night. Bad Bunny's doing massive business. Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard, all doing massive business. The tour I'm on, doing great. There's just people and people and people and people out watching shows again. Do I think people are going to run out of money? It doesn't look like it right now. Everyone is spending it like crazy and seeing tons of shows, which is healthy for our business. And I'm very excited for our people to be back to work, to the detriment of some, because all these markets are so short staffed everywhere. When it comes to like loading equipment and stagehands and the things that make our business tick, they're short as well. And then the people that do what I do for a living, we're short as well. And then the local people that don't travel and do what I do for a living, they're short. They're working 8 days in a row, you know, 9 days in a row, 10 days in a row, day off, another 10 in a row, just to just bang all these shows out. It's fascinating. And it's amazing to watch, because when I was coming into this business, I mean, these jobs just didn't really exist. It was such a tight-knit group, and it was, there was, tours had their personnel, and promoters were kind of doing their own shows, but now it's just absolutely crazy. There's so many shows. So, hey, if you know anyone, let me know, because our business is looking for good people. It's been a hell of a year so far. I mean, we're only into September now. It's the beginning of September, so we still got a few months left, which traditionally winds down after November. But I don't see any signs of it lightning by any means. I've gone to probably 50 countries this year, 45, 50 flights, almost, definitely more than that, maybe 60 flights, whatever it is. A million people have come to just the shows that I've been doing. You've got all the other ones happening as well. Seeing some amazing parts of the world. I had a chance to go to Portugal, which I love. Again, I just love Lisbon so much. And if you get a chance to go there, you should. It's such a beautiful part of the world. But then I took a car and left the tour for a couple of days, and they flew and had a show that wasn't part of my schedule, but they had another show. So I took a car and drove to Nazaré, which is where the world's largest waves are in the world, that you see in like February, March. Just an incredible part of the world that I have been trying to get to like crazy. It's been one of those kind of years where I'm taking that time to get to all these places and see as many of these as I can right now. And it's just an incredible thing. So travel, is busy. Excuse me for a minute. Yeah, my COVID lungs are rearing their heads as well. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm, you know, I'm getting a chance to see some of these places that I've wanted to see for a long time. I'm getting a chance to get out there and see the world. I don't take for granted what I do for a living and the opportunities I've been given to do. So when I definitely travel, I try to get out and do as much as I can and see as much of the world as I can, drink as much of coffee as I can in these places. So I've got a story to tell and I can recommend to some friends where to go. But another great experience from this year that I'll take with me is the opportunity to do Wahlbrunn in Berlin, which is this outdoor amphitheater that I've been trying to get to since 1990. My dad was a massive Phil Collins, is a massive Phil Collins fan. My dad's still with us. But what I'm saying is he would play But Seriously Hits Live, that Phil Collins VHS tape, you know, just on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, on repeat until it wore out. And then we bought him the DVD and he would just listen to that and watch it. And I would go there, you know, every other weekend and it would always be on usually. And I just remember looking at that stage saying, wow, what a cool experience that would be. And having an opportunity to play to that many people. And so when you first start in this business, I'm thinking I want to be a drummer in a band like Phil Collins and play all of these, you know, big shows. And sure, I know people have their Phil Collins critics, you know, they're a Gabriel fan or they don't like some of the cheesy stuff that he did, but no one can deny the 1990 that there wasn't a bigger star in the world than him. And a hell of a show with a giant band. And it was a really cool thing to inspire to right at the same time that I was watching the Freddie Mercury tribute concert in Wembley with a shit ton of people playing all these, you know, just so many bands played on that show, and Metallica and Guns N' Roses and my, you know, just the list was endless. So I've always had this venue on my bucket list forever. You know, I've had it for since 1990. I've been trying to get there and it's eluded me. I've done, you know, Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin. I've done so many parts of Germany, but I've just never had a chance to actually do that venue. So it was a super highlight for me to do it. And, you know, I just, me yattering on, sure, whatever. But if you take anything from this pod that I do here, from this show, it's, you know, I set out to accomplish these things from like 14 years old. And you just kind of have to go for it. And people are going to tell you no, no, no. And you're going to miss rent and you're going to miss phone bills and you're going to miss all these things. And if you go for it, you know, if you set your mind to it, you're going to go for it. Sounds cheesy. Every single book you read, every single clip you see online, it's like, just go for it. Set your dreams. But I had two of them this year. And including, you know, I had a show at the Sky Dome in Toronto, which would have probably been a really massive big deal to me if I hadn't already done, you know, these other two that I had set out to do. I mean, I watched Joe Carter hit the biggest home run in Blue Jays history there, you know, when they won the World Series in 93. I watched WrestleMania 6 there, you know, Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. I was there along with Edge. I didn't know him, but hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? So you got to set goals, right? And that's sort of what I went out to do and try to do and was able to scratch a few of them off the list. And, you know, I'm 20 plus years into the business now and I'm still trying to cross those things off the list. So it just never really ends, but, you know, the music industry is ever changing and you get a chance to do new things all the time. So it was a very interesting year so far. And I've got a few, you know, weeks to go. There is, you know, more dates. There's South America, you know, on the way, which is always great to do. But I'm just observing what's going on. And I don't know if you've had an opportunity to go to a concert this year. I don't know if you had an opportunity to check anything out or get out. I know most people are getting out and doing things now, so good for you. Music heals and gets you back out there. And for all y'all in Mandate Land that are freaking out, I think you can go everywhere now. So maybe not on a plane, but that's for another discussion now, isn't it? However, but you get a chance to go to shows and see live music and all the rest of it. And I recommend that you do it because I made a post yesterday about where I posted empty seats. And I said that there's no greater energy, you know, than an empty building about to be filled, you know, with 15,000 people getting exactly what they want at that time. It's infectious. It's why I do it, for when the lights go out and people get it. And it doesn't matter who I'm touring with, what genre of music or anything. It's literally everyone in the building is getting exactly what they want at that moment. So that's why I do it. Why do you do your job? What inspires you? What do you, you know, what were your dreams? Because I can answer mine. Can you answer yours? And if you can't, then maybe you need to start setting them. That's all I'm going to say, because it's been a really interesting year for that. More to come. I've got, as I said, I've got episode 100 on the way, which we're going to launch the new season very shortly. I've got 5 great guests lined up already that run the gamut in this industry, but also have a couple of high-end coffee roaster people that are have built up giant brands of coffee around the world and are selling it all over the world. And our music industry people drink a lot of it. So I get asked a lot when I go into these towns, hey, where's the best coffee or where's this and that? And I've already acquired 25 bags on this trip alone of people that have brought me some. So I'm going to keep doing coffee episodes for just that reason alone, just the free coffee that's coming my way. It's great. But anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit today about just what I'm seeing out there, you know, and just the fact that I'm so happy that our business appears to be back and that everyone is so busy and doing well. And asking you, the listener, have you gone to concerts? Have you done any shows yet this year? Have you checked anything out? Have you, you know, what was your experience? Leave a comment for me. Tell me, what was your best concert from this summer? Whatever it is. I'll be back shortly, likely within a couple of weeks. I think, you know, I'm planning on launching around the week of the 19th or the following week around the 25th or 26th or something of September to get into the new season, which will be episode 100. I'm not going to do a highlight reel episode just yet. I was like, maybe I'll do a highlight reel and then I'll do something. But I think I'm going to hold off on that because I just want to kind of plow ahead and look to the future and keep moving ahead. And if you want to listen to any old episodes, go ahead. They're all there on Spotify and on the iTunes and all the things and all the places. But stay tuned. I've got lots ahead. And if there's a subject that you want me to cover, if there's a guest that you think I should try to, you know, go after, then by all means, please let me know. Leave it in the comment section of whatever platform you're listening to this on. I know you can leave a review on iTunes. You can leave a comment on YouTube or any of these places. So please tell me who you'd like to see. But I am super, super stoked for everyone I know in the music industry. I'm super, super stoked for all of my friends in the business. I'm super stoked for you, the listener, that is not in the business, that just wants to go see live music again, because all of these shows are packed. And I'm on one of the most positive tours in the world. It has to be one of the most, how do I say this? It's every kid's first show. And it's every kid's, at least from what I'm seeing. And it's just the positivity that I need right now in the world of, you know, coming out of all the negative shit that we're reading about every single day. These days are great. And I love seeing people love getting what they want. And it's a great feeling. So just checking in to tell you that I love my job. And I'm going to keep plugging away at this thing as long as that job will have me. And I'm going to keep doing these episodes as long as you guys listen. So thanks for tuning in. It's the Brenton on Tour podcast, kind of mini episode. Just saying hi. Hope you're all doing great. Hope things are awesome. Come back and join me in a couple weeks when I launch the new season. That'd be great. I think you're going to like all of these guests. Thanks to my friends at the Dean Blundell Network for hosting me, as always. Great guys. Thanks to my friends at Partake. They sent me a whole bunch of stuff to Salt Lake City, Utah, which is the non-alcoholic beer that we have in Canada, but you can get it in America as well. Awesome, awesome stuff. They've got a pale, they got an IPA, they got a blonde. It's like 10 calories. It's gluten-free. It's vegan-friendly. It's the whole shebang. So regardless of whether you drink or not, or you just need, you just feel like, you know, something, or you're out at a gathering and you don't want to drink and drive. I mean, this thing works. I like it. It tastes great. And I'm a whiskey guy, but this beer is great. And they've jumped on board to help me here. And, I appreciate them doing that for me. So thanks to them. Well, okay. So that's it. That's just me yattering on about what's been going on out here. I hope you guys are having a great summer. We'll see you all in a couple weeks. That is the Brenton on Tour podcast for another week. New season on the way. Rock on.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
I'm Matt Kundel, host of the Sound Off podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.